The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
A comic book artist of sorts. So, you know, I told you everything I know, and half of it's probably wrong.
Oh, you've never seen the show?
If it is, never seen it, no. And I barely know the music, too. And if I was wrong, please send an email to Fatty online. I don't know anyone's email address. I want to make a joke about it.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And if I was wrong, please send an email to Fatty online.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2529 of the BFF of right the 5th? No, the 6th of October, 2017. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got more voice letters. Yes, Fatty. Hello, Ratters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you're ratters today because y'all on tomorrow the 7th of October, y'all, there are not one but two special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Not going to play the music because neither of them are listeners to the little show. Big Fatty One used to be, it's true. But the first one on Saturday is the Weather Rat. The Weather Rat here in Chelsea. Yes, Big Fatty, he's never around when Dr. Stone comes to visit. It's true, he's not. He gets the hell out of Dodge. Big Fatty, I didn't know we were in Dodge. You know what I mean. No, I don't. Oh, well, never mind. And y'all, the other, the longtime listener of the BFO, but, and y'all, he's, unfortunately, you know, it's just one of those things. I think he's the only member of Pride 48 who has passed away. Y'all, it's Lord Byron. Yes, Big Fatty. And never found out that impotent story about the volcano mug. It's true. But anyway, y'all, I would say if you see Lord Byron or the Weather Rat, but y'all, if you see Lord Byron on the Twitty or the Facebook, y'all, run! Yes, Big Fatty, run for the hills!
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
The Vader and Bacon Show!
Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty! Meow! Hello, Big Fatty! It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy, on my way home from the Costco. I had gone, I was in the mood for some stretchy pants, so I decided to run out to the Costco, but sadly, I seem to have forgotten to buy those, so instead I got the booze and more campground booze and a little bit more booze, and then I got about 200 pounds of fresh chicken and such forth and so on. It's my semi-annual stock up on the mass quantities of meat to freeze trip and a few other things because, sometimes you need to buy in bulk. Things like dryer sheets. I do need 10 packs of dryer sheets. And I think that things like that, people just don't understand. And I'm like, look, Miss Horty, when you need to do the washing of the underpants, you need to do it. And quite honestly, being out of something for that, like, no. You know, the 5-gallon bucket of the detergent and the, I think that was 1,250 dryer sheets or something. That'll last me a few months. So, anyway, because you know the kitty cats. There's a lot of laundering that happens in the house. Gonna do that. I'm gonna run back home and freeze this here chicken. I think I'm gonna put some in the cracker pot for tonight. And then I gotta go wash the jalopy because she is filthy, embarrassingly filthy. More so inside than out. And then I've gotta clean that. It's just a busy, busy Saturday. I'm a very busy lesbian. Kim Beaver would be proud. But, by the way, they had the breathalyzer keychain for sale at the Costco, and I did fill up the car with the petrol. I think it was $2.67, but that's for the 93 premium. So, okay, that's all I got. I don't know. Something about stretchy pants made me think of you, so. All right, man.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is old Veda, and Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and thank you so much for that gasoline, petroleum. Petroleum update. And Big Fatty, is Jeremiah ever going to call us with another one? I don't know. anyway, y'all, that was some tempura scrimps, Big Fatty. And y'all, Veda, you may have it confused, because I know you're advancing in age there at the Veda family compound, but generally when you're out buying stretchy pants, you're getting ready to go on a cruise of a lifetime, maybe you were thinking of getting some stretchy pants to prepare for perhaps a drive to Savannah on the 25th. Yes, Big Fatty, only 2 months till Grandma to see someone if you had bought those stretchy pants, you probably would have needed to run by the Ross Dress for Less. Yes, Big Fatty.
So we had the little reenactment where I said, are you using my mouthwash and sharing it with me? And she said, yeah, but not to worry, because she spits it back into the bottle when she's done rinsing her mouth. At which time I would thought, you're joking, right? So anyway, I took a swig of it when there was about 2 or 3 inches left of it in the bottle. And I got the extra big $5 scope, whatever the brand is, or whatever size bottle, and I looked, and seriously, there was I'm not gonna say that because it wasn't crap, but there was stuff floating in the bottle, and I'm like, oh my god. So I literally just threw out what was left, because I honestly don't know if she's kidding. So anyway, I just went and bought myself another new bottle. And there is a bottle at home that has about 2 inches gone from it. I went to use it, and there's lipstick on the rim of the bottle. And it's like, okay, I'm sorry, I love my daughter, but we are not sharing mouthwash. That's just disgusting.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, thank goodness that was not a reenactment there, because we don't have a totally original, never used before bumper yet. No, it's true. We've sent out a request for bumpers, and y'all, we've not had anyone in around the world that is interested in doing a bumper yet. But we're hope reigns eternal. Yes, Big Fatty. And Miss Bacon, the mouthwash always it says it kills 99.9% of the germs and bacteria, so I really don't know what you're worried about. Yes, Big Fatty, I mean, I use your toothbrush. Big Fatty, you didn't know that, did you? I did not. Big Fatty, poor Big Fatty.
I was the one that was just here and paid with the $5 and quarters and the 2 nickels.
Yeah.
So when I left here, I passed the food off to my daughter on the other side of the building. And then I went to the store. And she just informed me that she got cheese but no chips.
For her nachos?
Yeah.
Aww. Just 1 second.
Just 1 second? Do you not remember not putting the chips in the bag? Hello? She doesn't even use the cheese. She lives for those stupid nachos. Hello? I want my nachos. I want my chips. Give me a break.
Did you get some fresh chips out of the warmer, and then did you want an extra cup of cheese as well?
No, she doesn't even use the cheese, actually. Oh, just the chips.
So here's some fresh chips.
Thank
for you
very much.
If you guys have any other issues, just call us and let us know. And
okay. We'll thank you. Yeah, thanks. No. Thanks. Trying to pass me more cheese. She doesn't even eat the cheese. As a matter of fact, this is what we usually do, guys. I will have two. Now the nachos just flew on the floor, but they're still in the bag. Anyway, she will have one bag of chips. I will have one bag of chips, and I will use 2 little containers of cheese. I'm the cheese fanatic, even though I know it's fake.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon again. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call and to report this calamity. I don't know where this calamity took place, but it does remind me of you talking about the cheese and chips. I don't know if you knew this or not, but cheese and chips was the old gal's stripper name just last week. The Vader and Bacon Show, now with cheese and chips.
Oh, Big Fatty, cue the music already, will you?
What the hell music do I...
Here's my question.
Oh!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future, y'all. It's from the little Aussie battler. Scotty, what you got?
I'm leaving the country for China on Sunday. That's in like 5 days' time. Should I buy an Apple Watch Edition 3 non-cellular? Because when I leave the country, I'll get 10% GST, the tax refunded. 10%! And as you know, the price in Australia is astronomically high. It's like $500 and something. Anyway, that's my question. Thank you for answering. This is Scotty, little Aussie battler, at gmail.com.
Yeah, I guess y'all is... Scotty, did somebody slap you? First of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And I'm afraid you may have already made your decision on this, but, you know, let's just consider it, because it is an excellent question. Scotty, Big Fatty is the 10%, you know, when Big Fatty goes to the Coors, it needs to be the 30%. But I know you do not have the coupons over there in the future, and so for you, 10% is like a 30% off coupon over here in the U.S. of A. So, Scotty, I'd go ahead and do it. Big Fatty, except he'll be he won't like it. Well, I don't know, maybe.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Midwest Matt, and I just cackled when you were talking today about going to that leather contest and Winnie the Pooh and Piglet whipping the contestant. Yeah, that doesn't sound very erotic to me. Maybe Owl, you know, that would have been hot. Anyways, you take care. Sorry I haven't been calling very much. Love you. Listen to you every day. And, I'm on Pride 48 now. So that's a cool thing. Just wanted to touch base and say hello, and you take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Midwest Matt. And Matt, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you. And you haven't called in a while, and we miss hearing from you. And it's lovely that you're on the Pride 48. That y'all, it's Midwest Matt's little show. Y'all ought to give it a listen. It's just little, it's short little shows like the BFO. Yeah, Big Fatty, but he has content. Well, that's true. And Matt, I'm glad you got a cackle. You got to be careful, though. Cackling may be trademarked by Mr. Cackle. Glad you enjoyed the little story about the leather contest last weekend, and hope to hear from you again soon. Yes, Big Fatty, and he's right. Owl is hot.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Rick and Jerry. We're in Augusta this weekend for Fist Pass, but we wanted to call you and tell you that you jinxed us yesterday. After hearing you talk about your weekend, we ate at the Cracker Pot yesterday morning. Well, when we got to the South Carolina line, at the South Carolina line, my Cracker Pot decided it wanted to come out, and it wasn't pretty. Okay, well, wish you could come over and be with us this weekend, but we know you can't. Talk to you later, buddy.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that are my friends, my horror friends, Jerry and Rick. And Jerry, thank you so much for the call. You know, I don't know if I jinxed you or if perhaps our systems are just delicate. They're just delicate because, you know, we both experience some cracker pot, a Big Fatty, you about crapped your pants is what you did. Well, okay, that's pretty much it. Yes, Big Fatty. And I know you're going to have a lovely time over there at Puppet Show Weekend. And I wish I was going to... Oh, Big Fatty, what are you doing? Well, I'm rearranging my Big Fatty, it looks like you're going to the theater. What do you mean? You're picking your seat. Oh, anyway, I know you'll have a lovely time over there at Puppet Show Weekend. And if you see anyone I know, just give them a hand. Big Fatty, you are just vulgar. You are just as vulgar, vulgar, vulgar as they come. But it would be lovely to see you. But I know you'll be cheering on those Clemens Tigers. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Now, y'all, just I had a call from Jimmy Bear, y'all, I just didn't have time to play it for the Friday kerfuffle, so we'll get that next week. Just for transparency, I recorded this on Wednesday night because, y'all, it's a busy weekend at the coal mine, and I'm just not going to have time. Didn't have time on Thursday night to get it recorded. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Catching Up with Mike and Joe. And because I didn't play Jimmy Bear's call, what do you think of that, Mike?
And if I was wrong, please send an email to Fatty Online.
Why would you be wrong about Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruin@BigFattyOnline.com. So or call anyway, the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
So people can know the address. Isn't that right?
Ruined
yes.
One.
Here it is.
And ask a question or just
yes.
Matter with the fat one.
Yes! Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.